So when I'm thinking hustle, it's like...
So if I had to word association, activist hustle.
I think activism is just taking a stand.
People of color, minorities, existing as themselves fully and embracing the hell
you
out
don't,
of that.
You hustle to get something that, like, is not
I'm
on the road.
And not only that, everyone's struggling.
Hustle to me is getting shit done.
Always a light at the end of the tunnel.
I would just say action every day.
Welcome to the Activist Hustle.
The Activist Hustle is brought to you by Blueprint Leadership.
So we're back. So it seems like just yesterday we were sitting down recording our intro episode where we had, you know, a little bit of expectations about who was going to come and record. And we have a seven guest. Is it seven? Seven guests.
Seven guests.
First season, which I think is pretty cool. And I think we should just do a quick rundown to remember who they were. So first episode, we had Angelica, the poet.
Episode two, we had Reginald, a social entrepreneur.
Episode three, we had Cliff Notes, a musician and digital artist.
Episode four, Chu, a community leader.
Episode 5, Brian Pistols, a breakdancing activist.
Episode 6, Tatiana, a social entrepreneur, storyteller, and researcher.
And like 100 other titles. And our final guest, Donasia. She organized the Black Lives Matter movement in Boston. So our community organizer.
So if you haven't heard any of those episodes, make sure you go back and listen. They are also special in their own way.
Yeah, and you should probably listen to all of them. So one of the things that stuck out to me the most this season, which I did not see coming, was every episode I went in thinking, okay, this is a completely different person, different type of activism,
mm-hmm.
but the same themes kept coming up.
Yes.
So like the theme of self-care kept coming up, the
mm-hmm.
theme of having activism not be cookie cutter, like having activism not be done in siloed, having... almost like an intersectionality to activism.
Yeah.
Which was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about for you?
It's so hard to just pick a couple of things that stood out to me because every time we sat down with a new guest, it was just like my mind was blown, you know? So I would have to say that I totally agree with you that I think I am practicing better self-care because of talking to all of these people who are doing amazing work and are only able to do so because of that theme that I think came up in
every episode.
And I think another thing that stood out to me, which I kind of was kind of expecting actually when we started, was the importance of just connecting with people from your same generation and how we kind of would agree on a lot of the same things because we're coming from such a similar outlook on where we are in the world and the point in our path, our energies are set in a really similar way, I feel.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another thing about seeing our generation, like millennials and Gen Zs kind of stand in solidarity,
mm-hmm.
was that whole concept of like, nobody's doing this alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like it reminds me of the, like, it takes a village. Like really all of this work, we interviewed individuals,
mm-hmm.
but they could not have gone there without many other people that helped support to get them there. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm, like, looking back to Reginald and his mom and his
yeah.
network. And I'm thinking back to Tatiana and all
mm-hmm.
of her mentors that she brought up. And Chu and all of the mentors that she brought up.
Right. And Cliff's friends that he talked about his community a lot. And I feel so fortunate that now I feel like we have kind of become a part of their community.
Yes.
They've become a part of our community. And the listeners, like, you're a part of this community as well.
Absolutely. And we had our Activist Hustle season finale party in which we had some of our guests come and some of our listeners come. And it felt like a community. Like,
mm-hmm.
it felt like we all knew each other and we knew each other's stories.
Even if we were just meeting for the first time, which is really, really cool.
And we were very passionate about, you know, all of the issues, which, again, we have so much stuff going on right now and it's really in our face all the time. But also it was very empowering to have all of these wonderful people there and all of our listeners be empowered by it too.
Mm-hmm. And be in a space where we can just celebrate a good thing in light of talking about all the reasons we need to have activism.
So, Rachel, we're pretty much doing our regular debrief per episode, but we're not the only ones in this room right now. We've got both Brandon, our creator, and Aaron, our editor and producer here.
That's right.
Yay! Thanks for joining in on the Yay, everybody.
Yay.
It sounds like we're here by ourselves. So we are all here. So, Aaron, what did you think?
Yeah, so this is Aaron. I feel really privileged that I got to hear the full interviews all season, all the things that didn't make it into the final episodes. Like you said, Lena, one of the things that really stuck out to me was that theme of self-care. And I think before listening to all these interviews, I definitely was a little skeptical of that term because I think it gets overused sometimes and thrown around in contexts where maybe it's not as necessary. And hearing so many people independently of each other bringing up the different contexts in which it was so necessary and in some cases so radical, really like pushed my thinking in a powerful way.
Love that. Mm-hmm. I love that because for some of the guests, I definitely like related. I was like, oh my God, yes. And then for some, I was also challenged. And I think that a lot of our listeners can definitely relate to that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Brandon?
So the word that keeps coming to my mind is accessibility. So we talked in the first episode about how the term activism or activist feels like a big, heavy title that you have to do a whole bunch of things to do in order to earn that title. And I was speaking with someone at the finale party that we had about just how true that feels, how true that is. Not necessarily that it is true that you have to be all these things to become an activist, but you feel that you have to do all of these things to be an activist. And in this season, that idea had been more and more reinforced. And it's weird that the thing I thought was going to happening was a surprise to me, but in some way it was. So yeah, I mean, it's just like we're having normal people on the show talking about the things that they do, the things that they just feel called to do. And it wasn't that they did anything necessarily extraordinary to get started in it, but the things that they've done as a result of just where they were, the types of people they knew, the types of conversations they were having, they did extraordinary work. So yeah, the certain accessibility of all of that, of all the work that everyone is doing was really touching to me in this season.
I just wanted to say that I love going back to think about the very first episode, episode zero, where we were coming in with that mind. I was coming in with that mindset of like activism being so big. And it was a lot of what I talked about then because I was really nervous. Like I was really nervous to start this podcast and meet all of these really amazing people when I felt like maybe I didn't live up to what activism is. And what if they asked me like what I did to deserve a spot hosting this space. But everyone has been so, so positive. All of our guests, it was like meeting a friend that you've literally, like, as cliche as it sounds, like, that you've known for so long. And at our party, and I just be like, thanks, we couldn't have done this without you, to our guests. And they were like, no, this is really us creating the space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is activism in itself as well.
But I think that was, cemented when we went to that event, and one of our guests shouted us out. And it's like, I really want to highlight like two activists in the room, Lena and Rachel, who are doing it. And we were like, what? No. No. We interview the activists.
Yeah.
Like, we're not. And that was like super reassuring. But also like we are all contributing to this like solidarity that we're talking about in this movement. And it's like a really great feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is one thing that surprised you this season that you heard and you were, like, completely floored? I think for me, one of them was hearing how... So, for me, like I said, like, having even come to terms with that we're activists and, like, owning that.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing how much stuff people are doing and how much stuff they're fitting into their day was, like, absolutely floored me. Like, having Reginald sit in front of me and be like, I have an A, B, C, D, and G. And I'm like, you're a sophomore in college? Like, what? And of course, always keeping it in perspective, but I was constantly surprised that, you know, having Tariana be like, I do storytelling and I've got this business and I've got this app and I'm also in school.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm interviewing you and I work. but it really helped, like, so it surprised me, but it also helped me put into perspective how realistic am I being and how committed am I being to my passion and my cause? And am I doing enough? And hearing every single guest and their version of what enough for them is and how they keep the balance of, like, challenging themselves to do the most, finding the support that helps them do that, and the time and space to have the self-care was, like, my biggest, like, surprise. Because we had, you know, from Brian Pistols, who's, like, traveling all over the world, like, physically dancing and, like, you know, that's exhausting. All, you know, like, breakdancing, using every single muscle of your body, to Tariana, who's using, like, every single muscle of her mind at all times every day, was, like, absolutely surprising. But also really amazing and motivating.
I think for me, I don't know if this was, like, shocking to me, but just another theme that I thought was really cool, and sometimes it was surprising the ways it came out, was when people did talk about kind of intergenerational relationships. Like, Chu really highlighted, like, she kept calling them the OGs,
oh,
but the,
yeah,
like, the older activists and community organizers that she gets to work alongside. And the way that it came up in Brian's conversation, I thought was, like, really cool and interesting, where I felt like he talked a lot about passing on culture and kind of connected, like, the passing on of the breakdance community culture that he gets to be part of, just from him to people who are maybe even just 5 or 10 years younger than he is.
Mm-hmm.
He drew a parallel between that and the work his parents had done to pass on culture as they moved from country to country as refugees. And I don't think that that is a connection that I ever would have drawn in my own mind without,
yeah,
hearing it from him. But his particular mixture of experiences, like, made it so clear. And that was really, really cool.
Yeah, something that I don't, yeah, again, I'm not sure if it's a wow necessarily, but something that really stuck with me was when in the Cliff Notes episode when he was talking about how, like, therapy and self-care, like, isn't just for white people. Like,
mm-hmm,
there's a lot, you know, like it's kind of like the stripping back of, and I haven't thought about it explicitly, but there's a lot that we are, like, as a black man, there's a lot that you are, that's put on us as black people, as men, that we are supposed to do certain things. And that's damaging. Like, a lot of those things are damaging, and it's important to not only, like, reflect on those things and strip back those things, but, like, also try to get better understanding of who we are and then taking care of who that actual person is. So that resonated with me to a degree that I just feel like I wanted to call that out again, because that is crucially important to us being able to do this work and then also just be the people that we want and need to and should be.
How about you, Rachel?
Yeah, so I think similarly, it's more less shocking, but more has what's resonated with us. What's been a wow moment to me was when, you know, you'd ask the guests, like, give me 3 reasons why you do this. Give me 5 bullet points about what the listeners should know about whatever you wanted them to talk about. And I'd be like, oh my God, if someone asked me that, I would, like, blink on the spot. And everyone that you asked that, they were ready. Like, they had their answers and they were awesome.
I definitely, yeah, I love that you brought that up, because for me, it would be, I would say, like, give me 5 bullet points. And I would think, oh man, are they going to have to, like, stretch it? Or do they have 10? And are they cutting it down? I don't know. I'm just going to pick 5. That was really fun to see everybody's, like, summary of their life and their work and,
mm-hmm,
and what's most important to them, and also seeing how it correlates throughout the whole season with different guests.
Yeah, and those were messages that, like, really will stick with me forever.
Oh, absolutely. So now that we've heard from seven amazing Bostonian activists, and we're getting ready to ramp up for season two, how would you define activism and hustle now as the changed podcast listener that you are?
I think, so I still love my activist hustle is action every day, but I do think that it has been influenced by these interviews, and that action every day, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be pushing yourself as hard as you can, like working yourself to the bone, which is kind of what it can come across as, is like, always make sure you're doing something, always make sure you're doing something, but more like being true to yourself every single day. And I think I have said this before, but bringing your values to your actions every day is more what it's about, I think, as influenced from these guests. And I think that's truly what they're doing, is really being their authentic selves every day.
Yeah. I think for me, when I came into this podcast, I used to think that activism and hustle were like these two words that would combine to make this like really fast paced, strong, like forward moving like machine. Mm-hmm. Like that's essentially what I envision when I picture like activist hustle. I'm like somebody who's like hustling every day, working really hard and creating this change and being extremely passionate and just like almost like a bulldozer, just like moving forward. And I think that after the season has ended, one thing that I now associate with activism and hustle is that it doesn't have to move at that pace. And I never thought that. Like, I always thought that both either hustling or activism were fast-paced things. Mm-hmm. And I've now, like, gone back and redefined for myself that the mental pace, but also, like, the tangible outcome pace can be slowed down. So it's not like I need to have this bill passed by tomorrow, so we need to march, right? You know, and or like I need to do this. It's like one of the things Donasia said, which was like, I looked at caterpillars today, and that was my activism for the day. And it's like, yeah, I want to look at caterpillars tomorrow, like that. So that to me is my definition.
That doesn't mean that you're not working hard because you're not working fast.
Yeah.
You're just like working thoughtfully and intentionally.
Yeah.
Donasia is a great example of that.
I actually think of activism like in a very similar way that you guys were describing, and it's in terms of like many of our guests this season brought up the way that just being exactly who you are is an act of resistance potentially, and leaning into exactly who you are as an act of resistance. So yeah, it feels passive because all you're doing is just being exactly who you are. But it is a contribution. So I think of like activism and just contributing in a much, like I link those two words much tighter after this season than I did before. And it's just like a positive contribution that you're adding. And it doesn't have to be pretty, and it doesn't have to be nice, and it doesn't have to make people comfortable, but it has to be a contribution towards something positive. But if I do separate the two words, I do still see like hustle as like acknowledging urgency. It doesn't have to mean doing something on a daily basis, like you're always pushing and pushing and pushing. Like things do ebb and flow, and you should be taking care of yourself. But I think that even when taking care of yourself, acknowledging like there is a certain sense of urgency around the work that I'm doing. So the idea of both the activism and hustle have both expanded for me separately and then together.
Yeah, I think some of how my definition of activism has expanded is really similar to what you were talking about, Brandon, where coming in, I really thought of, and I still think of activism this way, thought of activism as being really about like movements and campaigns and not necessarily something that individual people were doing on their own. And I still think that not everything is activism. But it's definitely something I'm wrestling with a lot more. And the idea, really particularly the idea that, like, just showing up and being your full self can be activism, like, struck me and resonated really strongly. And I think that where that still overlaps with and my definition that I had before is that it has to be about attacking systems. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's where not everything you ever do that's mm-hmm. nice is activism. But when the prevailing systems are trying to tell you that you're not worth anything and you're not, like, allowed to be who you are, then being that full self or, like, telling your community that they matter, like Dinesha was saying, like, is even really strongly fighting a system.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, so many of the people that you guys interviewed this season, like, helped me just wrestle with some ideas of what activism is a lot. And the concept of, like, where do we place the urgency that you were bringing up, Brandon, I think is also something I've been thinking about a lot, like, in other settings, too. And I recently was listening to another really awesome podcast, the Healing Justice podcast, which I think you were saying you've heard, too. And Carlos Saavedra from Cosecha mm-hmm. said this thing that really stuck with me, that what you were saying, Lena, reminded me of a lot, that, like, we often overestimate what we can get done in a year and underestimate what we can get done in 10 years. That, like, the urgency is there, and that's, like, why we need to move slowly and deliberately.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of, that to me is the hustle now.
I love that you brought that up, because I think if there's anything that our listeners should take away is, as Reginald pointed out very early on, which is, like, where do I find my space in activism? And, like, we want to empower all of you to get involved. We want to empower all of you to find your own place and your own passion and how you fit into this, like, world of activism. What does that mean for you? And I think the first step is the realization that although your struggle is not the same as my struggle, and your identity is not the same as my identity, the systems that are keeping us both where we're at are absolutely the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that you brought that up, because I think that if we can all get in the same page about the systems that are literally dividing us into these identities and these different struggles, we can start, like, making the work be more efficient. And I think that it will be a very beautiful day when we do that. So on that beautiful note,
yeah, very well put. Yeah.
We're not going to keep the listeners long, but we're going to give them a little bit about what's coming. So what are we excited about for next season? And what is something we want the listeners to know? I'll start. We are going to be going off season, meaning that we will not be releasing interviews with any new activist until January. But Erin, do you want to say a little bit about what might be coming?
We have potentially anything from pieces of interviews that you haven't heard before, maybe other kinds of fun audio art projects. We might bring Lena and Rachel together to talk about something that's going on in the world. Who knows? Or if you have a response to any of the questions that we've been talking about in this reflection episode, and you want to send us a voice note to theactivisthustle@gmail.com, maybe you'll hear your voice.
Wait. So let me get this straight. That's my Michael Barber. So let me get this straight. You're saying that during our off season, listeners have the potential to be on our podcast?
That is my radical suggestion.
I was just going to say, make sure you subscribe for those amazing possibilities.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when they're coming.
Yeah.
Come anytime.
And also, like, we're multimedia because, I mean, it's 2018, people, like, get with it. So,
yeah.
Like, follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, like our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. We have big plans for the social media development, so.
Oh, yeah.
So great. So I'm really excited about all the things that we have coming for the off season and for our second season. And Brandon, so everybody has heard from you in the episode zero, and they also hear from you in every episode when you come in and tell us who this episode is brought to you by.
The Activist Hustle is brought to you by Blueprint Leadership. Yeah, that's my voice.
That's you. You're the man behind it. The, like, sponsorship. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so to give people, like, a little refresher, because episode zero was a minute ago, Blueprint Leadership is essentially like an incubator program for student change agents, so high school and college students. We work with them to get their activist ideas from the point of, I see an issue in my community, to a point of, I made a big impact in my community. And the beautiful thing about the Activist Hustle is that not everybody can participate in a Blueprint cohort, but a lot of people have access to a podcast app that they can listen to. So we can bring these messages of what people are doing to people across the country. But what I'll be working on with Blueprint this fall and winter is getting our cohort together. So we'll be a Boston-based cohort. We'll have about, you know, between 10 to 15 students, working with about 3 to 5 student groups, working on some type of activist project. Of course, it's student-centered, so I can't tell you what you need to do to fix your, or like in make an impact in your community. So students come to us with those types of things. But we're going to be working on developing community projects this fall and winter.
So you're telling me that if I'm a listener,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a student,
mm-hmm.
and I have identified an issue in my community and I want to do something about it,
yeah.
Blueprint can help me?
Essentially, exactly, Blueprint can help you.
Okay.
Exactly, Blueprint can help you.
Okay. So, quick question, though. If I'm a student and want to get involved in this Blueprint leadership, how much is it going to cost me?
Oh man, that's free 99.
$3.99?
That's my favorite price.
That's my favorite ingredient. That's my favorite price. That's my favorite channel. That's my favorite place to go. Okay, great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Listeners, take notes.
Take notes.
If you have identified, if our podcast has helped you, if we've done our job right, we've helped to educate you on many of the issues in Boston. We've helped to show you some of the tools that some people are using. But if you're curious and you really want to get involved and make great change in your community, I would say take advantage of Blueprint. Check out our website. It's the Activist Hustle website is the Blueprint website. It's just a different tab. I know you know how to work a computer, peeps. So, great.
Yeah. Get at us through the Activist Hustle email address. You can get at us through Blueprint, the website. Got plenty of online forum things that you can access. And then also just my email address at brandon@blueprintldc.com.
Yes. So what we want you, the listener, to do is to absolutely follow us on all the social media that you have. Your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook, whatever it is. Follow us. Stay tuned for the fun stuff that we're going to be putting out during the off season. Please, please, please give us feedback. Email us. Get involved. We want to hear from you. One other request that we have is that you rate us. We want to know how we're doing. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to see. I think this off-season gives us a chance to really take a step back and regroup, and I think that your input is very important for that. So rate us on iTunes, rate us on Stitcher, whatever you listen to your podcast. Just click the rate thing. And please, if you in any way have been inspired or motivated or moved or educated about any issue that you care about, check out Blueprint Leadership, because I think that it does have a lot of the tools that activists need, and you might end up being a guest on our show in later seasons. So thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thanks, Rita.
See y'all.
And that's a wrap.
I'm always excited to say that.